Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Next question. At what point is handmade no longer handmade? Did you hear that Etsy, the online marketplace that started in 2005 for all things handmade and vintage, is changing its policy starting in January to allow sellers to apply to partner with manufacturers to produce their products? This is a big policy change for a company whose primary identity was that the stuff there was not factory made. So buyers, sellers, call us up for the last few minutes of our show and tell us if you think this is a good policy move or not for Etsy. Does this break Etsy in a spiritual sense? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. When is it not the DIY, do-it-yourself, movement centerpiece anymore? 212-433-9692 on that suggested policy change for Etsy. And as your calls are coming in, here's about a minute of the Etsy CEO, Chad Dickerson, explaining to sellers, and we're getting this clip ready. This is Chad Dickerson, who was explaining to sellers, I wonder what the buyers think, but here he explains to sellers why they're making this change.
As we've been debating, the world has been changing a lot, and I think one of the most interesting things that's happening is the change in the way manufacturing is happening around the world. And to give you an example that I think is really interesting, there's a group called Manufacture New York. And it's a group of people really just like you who've banded together and have built a production facility in Industry City in Sunset Park. And there's sewing rooms and screen printing equipment and these sorts of things. So you could call Manufacture New York a factory, or you could call it a collective, but whatever you call it, it's a really good thing. It's people getting together and people who are empowering each other to do the things that they love to do. And this is happening all over the world, not just in Brooklyn, even though everything good in the world that starts in Brooklyn. So I think when I look back at Etsy, we've been defining the landscape of how things are made for the past 8 years, and we want to lead in this area too. We want to drive this discussion. And we want you to be able to proudly and openly take advantage of these types of partnerships and collaborations.
That was Etsy CEO Chad Dickerson. So, sellers, does this make sense to you? Is this an overdue and perfectly good change in policy? Do you buy that people would be, as Mr. Dickerson imagines, working in this kind of collaborative workspace? Or do you think people will start outsourcing to cheap labor countries like a normal company would? And buyers, does this break Etsy for you? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. We'll take your calls right after this. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Our lines are full as we will take some of your calls now on Etsy's new policy starting in January to allow sellers to apply to partner with manufacturers to produce their products. So is Etsy still part of the maker movement if they do that? Adam in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Adam. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, how you doing? I was just going to say, we have a company that's a small maker movement in Brooklyn, Withers and Grain, and I just think it was kind of natural that it would happen. I ordered a bag recently from Etsy, thinking that it was made here, and I saw that it came from China, from a manufacturer. I think it's just kind of troubling that they don't clearly label what's being made and where it's being made on the website.
So this would force you and other sellers to label. That's my understanding as to part of the rationale here, that this was all sort of unregulated on Etsy before, and now there would actually have to be an application where they just didn't police it before with respect to where things came from and where they were made. Is that your understanding?
Yeah, I mean, I was kind of surprised because this is kind of recently happening, but this was like about a month and a half ago that this happened, where I got a bag and then noticed where it came from. And it seemed like a larger scale operation that was trying to make itself look like something smaller. I think it's just kind of unfair because as a consumer, you want to be conscious of that. We put a lot of energy and time into making stuff in Brooklyn, and it's very costly to be producing furniture there. And I just think that we should be clearly labeled, you know, kind of being genuine in the approach. And other people that are, you know, outsourcing to India or China, where they're not really paying, you know, a living wage, they're mass producing, right, and then they're shipping it over in, you know, container ships.
I hear you. And Adam, I'm going to leave it there to get some other people on. Thank you very much. And they do now have to disclose on the About page where things come from as part of this policy. Julieta in Mount Kisco, you're on WNYC. Hello, Julieta.
Hi, Leonard.
Brian, but that's okay. Go ahead.
And I'm really opposed to this idea because it takes a lot of time to make a handmade product. And I've competed in craft shows and working with colleagues selling our stuff. And we can't compete. We might be selling a small quilt that costs $325. And that doesn't even count the labor that we had to put in. And we're competing with someone selling a huge handmade blanket made out of recycled materials or handmade by a machine, and they say, well, it was made in the United States, so that makes it okay. And it wipes us out. We can't compete.
Or if buyers value the handmadeness of it, then maybe you win.
Yeah, but when it comes down to price and they're looking at $325 for a small lap quilt versus $85 on sale for the Christmas season for a huge throw for your couch.
Right.
You know, they like more bang for their buck.
What if you became so successful that you had demand for hundreds of your items a month and you couldn't do it in your living room or however you do it?
Mm-hmm.
Would you then think, well, I still want to be able to sell what I designed and grew up from scratch here on Etsy, but I would want to partner with some kind of manufacturing facility?
I think I'd be hard-pressed to go that route. I'm already in a collective with about 8 women, and we do work together on stuff, and it's time-consuming, and I don't know, maybe I'm not really a good a salesperson. You know, I don't make a living doing it, that's for sure.
Julieta, thank you so much, and good luck with what you do. Penny in Scottsdale, Arizona. Hi, Penny. You're on WNYC. Hello from New York.
Yeah, thank you, Brian. Quick shout out. I love your show. I walk every morning, and I walk so that I can listen to your show.
Oh, I'm honored.
I do a small amount of crafting, not for any other reason other than I love crafting. But what saddens me so much is there's so much work that goes into handcrafted. If they manufacture it, it's not handmade. Because even if they send it to India or Bangladesh or wherever, because of the production rate that they want, it's not handmade. And I go to Etsy because it's handmade. I have handmade choices there. And the creative ideas are so wonderful. So I'm saddened that, you know, they're going to allow for manufactured, but they can't say it's manufactured, whether it's done in the U.S. or somewhere else,
mm-hmm.
and not say that it's handmade, because handmade takes time. And there's so much work that goes into a handmade product. So I'm really saddened by Etsy making that decision.
Penny, thank you. Keep listening. Keep walking. And Alzi in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Did I say your name right?
Yes. Hi. I just want to say, in response to that woman who just spoke, I use artisans in India. And the rugs that we make are absolutely handmade. They're not made by machines. They're made by humans. And it's a skill that Americans don't really have. It's particular to that region. It's just not an American commodity.
And
so
the fact,
my product, I wouldn't be able to make it in the U.S.
And the fact that they're outsourced, as people may hear what you said, to people in India rather than being made by people in Brooklyn?
I wouldn't call it outsourced. I'm working with people who have traditionally done this for centuries. We're working together. I wouldn't say it's outsourced.
Mm. And people can use, just to not give the wrong impression, sewing machines, for example, right? So maybe your stuff is completely handmade, but I think handmade doesn't mean so strictly handmade that you can't use a sewing machine, for example, and then sell something on Etsy, right?
Right. I mean, you know, if there's somebody sitting at a sewing machine using their hands. But in the case of my rugs that I produce in India, there's actually no machines.
Yeah. Alzi, thank you very much, and good luck with your rugs. And Casey in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Casey.
Hi, Brian. How's it going?
Going great. You're a seller on Etsy, too?
I'm having a little bit of a fangirl moment, but I'm a maker here in Brooklyn. So glad to be on the show. And, you know, it's interesting because I'm at a really transformative time in my company where, you know, I make soaps and linen sprays and things. And, you know, it's a really grown from a handmade operation where Etsy really gave us our launching, you know, point. And we grew tremendously as a result of the exposure that Etsy gave us. And now I'm kind of battling with a similar sort of thing myself where I go, well, what's next? I'm having trouble keeping up. Handmade is, you know, it's very difficult to transition into big business where we have a lot of larger clients who are interested, and it's tough to do handmade. So it's a really critical stage. I sort of understand, you know, both sides of the coin, but I think that Etsy might be rolling the dice a little because I would think it's a little unfair if I decide to go, you know, keep it small batch, but maybe work with like a local manufacturer near the city.
So maybe you need to, you may have outgrown Etsy is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Casey, thank you so much. Keep listening. Thanks to all of you for your calls today. We've gone from should the Affordable Care Act be changed to allow people to really keep their old plans, even with the low standards, to Etsy's new manufacturing policy. Thanks for listening. Talk to you tomorrow. Brian Lehrer on WNYC.